rather disturbing trend has emerged. And it's not just here in Dillingham, but DPD Police Chief Dan Pasquarello dropped by to talk about it this week.
What we've been noticing over the past couple of months, starting in March and in April, is elderly residents becoming victims of theft perpetrated by young people.
What type of theft, and what's the relationship you see between the young people and these victims?
Different types of theft are taking an elder's ATM card and removing money from it without their permission, taking checks from their grandmother or other elderly relatives, forging them, taking money out of their bank account, or just flat out scamming an elderly person.
How so?
We've charged two individuals with theft where they approached an elder man, represented themselves as from a fuel company, and had the elders write them checks.
We know that the idea of scamming elderly people is not new. In fact, there was even an article published this week in the Alaska Dispatch talking about the brain begins to become more susceptible to these things. But still, it's disappointing. And in talking with you here, you suggest that this is related to drugs, basically.
We've noticed that there's been a pattern recently, and it's pretty much the same crowd of people, part of what we call the milieu, that are taking money from elderly people, most likely to purchase controlled substances.
Can you remind us why these drug habits become so costly? What's an amount of, say, heroin that a person might use in a day, and what does that cost?
As I mentioned, there's always been thefts here. Years ago, when I first started, people stole money to buy alcohol. The thief could get their daily dose of alcohol for, say, $20. Okay, if you're, say, dependent upon heroin, if you're a heroin addict, it's going to cost you at least $100 a day to get your daily dose of heroin.
DPD Chief Dan Pasquarello there. He said there are three separate cases being investigated at the moment. Charges have been filed against two of the women involved in one of the cases. There were probably three young adults who convinced a local man they were his new fuel distributor and showed up at the door asking for payment. It happened on three occasions and cost the elderly fellow about $1,000. The scam victim's name is Pat Durbin, a longtime Dillingham resident. Many of you remember as the city's harbor master for a long time. Durbin is 83 and keeps a nice house over on Nurka Loop. It's a pleasure to meet him for the first time Wednesday night, but I wish the circumstances had been other than him sharing how he'd been scammed.
I'll give you the basics before the other.
Okay.
Out in my yard, I had a little stump like this, and I went, this is about 3 years ago, and I went back and got my little riding lawnmower stuck on. Like a fool, I tried to lift it up from the back. And I not only heard it, but I felt everything pop. And so about 3 years of suffering with it, I finally decided to go into Anchorage. And I went, spent 3 months in there, and the inside was pulled loose, you know, from lips and that. So I'm still on medication when I came home, you know, on that there, and not thinking straight. And I got conned into giving my money out, you know. And trouble of it is, I'm sitting there wondering about it, but yet I still went along with it, you know. It was supposed to be for fuel, and I specifically asked. I said, I got the Delta Western, had them for years. Well, they're going out of business. You know, they specifically said they was going out. We're taking over, you know. Direct statement, you know. Well, I said, how come they never sent me a notice? You know, little things like that, I remember saying, you know. So I questioned it, you know, and somehow in the conversation, they got me talked into it, you know. They're going out of business. Well, that's always possible. You know, they changed hands before, you know. and that there. And so I sitting there still feeling wrong, but still gullible, you know. And I sat there and conned me out of money three times in a row. And I should have realized it, but not with health-wise the way I was, you know. And only afterwards did I realize it.
At that point, Durbin says he contacted his fuel company, his bank, and the police department. The police were not surprised to hear about it, and it didn't take them long to build a case. Durbin says he thinks he fell for the same type of approach from the same people three times, twice writing checks for over $300 and once giving out cash.
Yeah. Two of them was on the same conversation, one after the other. That should have been a send-off to me right away, you know, but the way I was thinking at the time, you know.
He also says at one point he came home and the same people were standing at his fuel tank. He thinks he may have caught them in the act of stealing fuel or the fuel filter. It was hard to tell what was happening.
I think I did, you know, but you're never for sure about these con games, you know.
Right.
They can catch me at my very gullible time, you know. I'm only 83, you know. But what can they give me if I beat them up? 20 years? So that gives me 103. With room and board? That's the way I'd look at things now, you know. In other words, I just don't give a... I'm going to do what I'm going to do when things happen, you know. If I can catch it with my mind. And I'm pretty good most of the time, but...
Something particularly upsetting about seeing elders get scammed out of their money, perhaps because when they realize what's happened, sometimes these people blame themselves. Durbin says he knows those who got the better of him use the money for drugs, and he's disappointed by that, and yet he still seems hard on himself.
Well,
but I appreciate you sharing.
It's a lesson in my life, you know.
Maybe by sharing it, some other people will be able to avoid it. Same thing happened.
Be able to avoid it, and then the people that have been and don't want to speak about it, it's about time to come out and speak about it, you know.
Again, that was 83-year-old Pat Durbin speaking this week. Police believe that Johnny Filipek, Sidney Schlosser, and Pearl Lyle were the perpetrators of this scam. Charges have been filed against Schlosser and Lyle, but so far the police could not pin it on Filipek, who's already in custody on other charges. Police say they're investigating two other elder scam cases from last month and believe there are more that will soon be reported. This is Bristol Bay and Beyond, back in a moment.